Hey there, friends. Jay Revel here. Welcome to another episode of The Jay Revel Show. I sure am glad to have you tuning in today, and I have a feeling that many of you golf nuts who are out there, just like I am, are watching the British Open and the festivities happening all around that great golf championship in Scotland this week, and you might be having the same longing feeling that I have every time this time of year rolls around, and the Golf Channel and other media outlets that I follow is consumed with all things golf in Scotland. I have a deep and passionate love for a place that I've never been to. My ancestors are from Scotland, and God knows I love golf. So my desire to spend time and read and study the game of golf in Scotland has somewhat driven me mad over the years, but it's also driven me to a place where I know I have a profound love for this great place across the pond. And someday I know that I'll make my journey over there, and I might even decide to stay. Knowing that, I wrote a little story not all that long ago, and it's called Scotland Down the Street. I thought this week, with the Open Championship going on and lots of minds fixated on the British Isles, that maybe this was a good time to record that story and share it with you here, my listeners, on the podcast. So I've got a great, fun, little, interesting story here for you today. Like I said, it's called Scotland Down the Street, and it's rooted deeply in my obsession with my ancestral homeland and the place where the game I love was born. Give it a listen here, and maybe you'll find a little bit of Scotland in your own neighborhood or your own home golf course soon. I hope you enjoy this small story for you this week while the British Open is going on in Scotland. Enjoy. Somewhere in another lifetime, I'd live in Scotland. I'd live in a small city by the sea where a unique lynx course is the center of the community. I'd go for walks by the morning light with a coffee and a putter in my hands. Evenings would be spent repeating the same lynx routine with my clubs in tow and a dog by my side. In that life, I would play golf every day, and the pub owners down the street would all know me by my first name. In reality, I don't have another life to live. I likely won't ever live the life of a golfer in a city by the sea. What I do have is a wonderful wife, a beautiful baby, and a great job. I have a happy home, a convenient golf course, and a love for the life that God gave me. Some days I dream of living that Scottish golf life, but in reality, I have to find that Scotland dream in the life that I love at home. Our city isn't by the sea, and my course is not a lynx. However, I have found that with a little suspension of disbelief, my neighborhood can be my Scotland. I can live my dream golf life if I am willing to step out of the American norms of how the game works. My house sits just a few blocks from the golf course. Between me and the greens are my neighbors, our parks, and a short walk down the street. After many years of dreaming about the Scottish style of life, I decided to make it for myself right here at home. I swore off the golf cart and downsized my bag. I put my car keys down and grabbed the dog leash. I took out my modern metals and put in a set of persimmons. I let go of what I had been told golf was, and I created a world where the game is purer and the experience is more memorable. My walk to the golf course has become a highlight of my days. Sometimes it's on a Sunday morning with my pup and a four-wood in hand. On the way to the golf course, we can smell the bacon cooking from an open window of the house by the park. I sip coffee and stroll with a pocket full of pellets on the way to hit some shots before the morning groups make the back nine. Other evenings, I'll have a leash in hand and my lightweight bag over my shoulder. I stop and talk to my neighbor planting a tree in his yard, and the people passing in cars look at me funny. A man, a dog, a golf bag, and some tartan head covers stand out on the busy street corner. It looks different because it is different. I quit keeping scores, but I do keep a dog treat on hand. I try shots I normally would forego, and I even find the fun in failing. I walk a few holes and maybe play some backwards. I chase for a moment that I saw somewhere in my mind. My golf world seems upside down to some, but by God, it feels right to me. The dog gets unleashed when we cross from the street to the fairways. We both find a little bit of freedom out there. He from the restraint I put on him, and me from the restraints I've long accepted from the game. We can't smell the sea, but we can pretend for a few hours a week that the world we live in and the world we dream of is indeed the same place. The walk home has its moments too. The kids playing in the park ask me why I'm carrying my clubs, and my response comes with a smile. I tell them that I'm a golfer and that I love to walk and play. They don't understand now, but somewhere in a distant daydream, they will seek a place of refuge from the restrictions of the life they live. They may not dream of Scotland, but I hope they can someday summon their childlike imagination to take them somewhere they seek to be. Some nights I pass by joggers when my pup and I head home. I can't help but wonder what they must think. How strange it must be for those people who believe they are in their neighborhood, while I know it's really Scotland. When we get to the garage and hang up the clubs and leash, my dog and I are back from a distant land. Scotland may be far from home, but when we walk and play, it's not too far from our reach. I've got a wife I want to kiss and a baby I love to hug. There are bills to pay and a yard to mow. I need to be in the office early the next day, too. Life is real, and Scotland is thousands of miles away. But when I walk my dog to the course now, I can hear the waves lapping on the shore and the bagpipes playing in my head. Golf in Scotland is a pastime and a way of life. Golf in America is, well, something different. I dream of living a golf life in the land where the game began. It's a dream that I have found a way to live on the walk from home to the course. The only thing I need now is a pub down the street, preferably one that doesn't mind golf clubs and dogs. I hope you enjoyed that little story here for you this week. It's something that has meant a lot to me and really has been good for my overall mindset. It's tough sometimes when you spend a lot of time dreaming about a place like Scotland, but on the other hand, I've got the perfect life here at home. So you have to marry those two, and you have to find little ways to steal away to the place of your dreams when you're walking down the street to your favorite golf course. So that's my little tale of Scotland for you. I hope you're excited to wake up early with a fresh cup of coffee and watch the golf being played over across the pond. And I'm excited to get into the weekend and the competition and really just lose myself in the Open Championship. It's always one of my favorite times of year, and I spend a lot of time thinking about Scotland. I know you will too. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you enjoyed the story. Once again, I hope you'll share this with friends and tell them a little bit about the show. I'm having a blast telling these stories with you, and I've been getting some great feedback from folks who are listening in to each and every episode, and I hope you feel the same way, and hopefully you'll tell some friends about it and help grow the audience a little bit so we can all revel in the wonders of golf together. We'll see you soon, folks. Thanks again.